Catch up on all the best David Glenn Show interviews at accsports.com/David Glenn.
I've been at this coaching carousel stuff for a long time, and those who've been with us, either with the ACC Sports Journal publication or accsports.com, or for more than a decade here on the David Glenn Show, know that we have broken some of the biggest news in the history of the ACC. Some of the bigger firings, some of the bigger hirings, some of the expansion additions, some of the Maryland is leaving details. We're really proud of that track record for two reasons. One, obviously, it's nice to be on the front end of such huge news. And two, and not as many journalists take pride in this part of it, we have never led you astray. We have never given you a bad nugget. And my longtime listeners can vouch for that. What I am about to tell you as part of an update on the NC State coaching search is absolutely, positively, rock-solid information. I am 100% sure that NC State has this particular candidate high in NC State's pecking order. I am also 100% sure, through the horse's mouth, 100% sure, that this candidate has great interest in return in NC State. My request is that you do not misquote me or put words in my mouth, because I try to be very, very careful about A, what I do know, but B, what I don't know. I've been at this for 30 years. I have a great track record that I'm really proud of for getting it right. And all I ask in return is please don't misquote me, because while telling you what I do know, I also absolutely recognize that I do not have every piece of this puzzle. Have I made it clear so far? Some things I know with certainty. I do not have every puzzle piece of the NC State coaching search with that same level of confidence, okay? With that starting point in mind, I encourage Wolfpack fans to watch, among others, VCU coach Will Wade as his team takes the court tonight. They're playing number 7 seed St. Mary's. VCU, the 10 seed under Will Wade. St. Mary's is the 7 seed. That game is out in Salt Lake City. It's one of those 7:20 p.m. starts tonight on TBS. Obviously, Will Wade can't really ramp up conversations with NC State, nor can any other candidate, until his team is finished playing. Now, you can communicate through back channels, and I can tell you with absolute certainty that NC State really likes VCU coach Will Wade as a candidate. Again, what I don't know is exactly where Will Wade is in the pecking order. 100% certain that NC State has communicated with Will Wade and considers him one of the leading candidates for their job. Not certain of whether he's 1A, 1B, or 2. Okay? Absolutely certain that Will Wade is very interested in the NC State job. You get those two things? That's a nice potential match. I'm 100% certain State likes Will Wade, and I am 100% certain Will Wade has more than preliminary interest in the Wolfpack job. 100% certain that that is a potential marriage, where if VCU lost a game tonight, guess what? What's on the back burner moves to the front burner. And depending on the others on the really short list, it's not like Will Wade is one of 8. It is more like Will Wade is one of a very small number that are near or at the top of Debbie Yao, NC State Athletic Director, her wish list, if you will. If the coach you want the most just became available or is about to become available, the Wolfpack coaching search goes from 25 miles an hour to more than 100 miles an hour. Again, if Will Wade is number 1 and he loses tonight, guess what? That tornado is really starting to spin. If somebody else is 1A and he's 1B, it might take a little bit longer. But if you're a Wolfpack fan, I encourage you to ramp up, even as you're hearing about some of these other games today. Hey, Butler is playing Winthrop. So Butler has Chris Holtman, and we've heard his name, and Winthrop has Pat Kelsey, and we've heard his name, and might that be another Archie Miller versus Greg Marshall head-to-head round of 64 matchup where Debbie Yao is interested in one or both of the coaches on the sidelines in those head-to-head games? You know, I am a believer that Sean Miller and Archie Miller and Greg Marshall and others have already told the Wolfpack, thanks, but no thanks. They've done it in the past. They've done it again this time, and that is not going to happen. I believe that there are far more likely candidates. I believe, for example, that if the Wolfpack at some point turned to UNC Wilmington's Kevin Keats, that he would say yes. But the coach that I would explore the most, and I know Wolfpack fans have done their homework on a dozen different candidates because I get their emails every single day and their tweets every single day. I would move, if I were you, Will Wade from the back burner for your homework to the front burner. Will he win tonight? I don't know. I actually think St. Mary's is going to beat VCU tonight. We'll see if that particular prediction comes true. To help you with your homework, here's a little snapshot of Will Wade. And there are a lot of positives. There are some things about Coach Wade that make other people nervous. Dino Gaudio today talked about Will Wade inherited a team at VCU that was already ready to win. Coach Gaudio pointed out that Kevin Keats inherited at UNC Wilmington a team that people wondered if they were even going to win as many games as they lost his first year. And Coach Keats, who did not inherit as many cards in the deck, if you will, has the Seahawks as three straight regular season champions of the CAA and two straight NCAA tournament participants as the representatives of the CAA. So again, all these candidates have some positives and some negatives. Will Wade has had only four seasons as a head coach. He has four top two conference finishes. That's a good track record. If you are 4-for-4 in finishing in the top two in your league, that's a great start to a young coaching career. 2 years with Chattanooga in the Southern Conference, 2 years now with VCU in the Atlantic 10, which is a very good league, four top two finishes in the regular season standings at two different places. That's an impressive start for a young head coach. Two of those seasons in a top 10 league, the Atlantic 10, he has one regular season title, and he has gone 2-for-2 when it comes to trips to the bigger dance. That also is a very impressive track record for a young coach. Personality-wise, and I will be shocked if most, if not all, of Wolfpack Nation does not celebrate these personality traits in Will Wade. He is a fearless, high-energy personality. Whereas it is true that there are some coaching candidates who are intimidated by the Duke Carolina shadow, who ask the question, can I win there, and aren't sure because of Roy and Kay and the blue blood dynasties that have been built in the same neighborhood down the road from NC State. This is not a question that has only one answer. There are coaches who do view that as a negative of the NC State job, and there are other coaches like Will Wade of VCU who flat out doesn't care. He's not only not intimidated, he's energized by the idea of being the guy that after 30 years of no ACC titles at NC State, that's not scary to him. It is. Others ask why. What the heck is wrong there? They haven't won an ACC title in 30 years. Will Wade's only been alive for 34 years. Some see that as a red flag negative. Others see it as a golden opportunity. Well, wait a minute. They won two national championships. Wait a minute. Jimmy V took them to regular season and ACC tournament titles in the 1980s, right? Jimmy V won the national title in 1983. It can happen there, obviously. They have a proud, passionate, large fan base there. Instead of being intimidated by the backdrop to the NC State job, again, as many candidates are, he's energized by it. He is inspired by the unique challenge that is NC State rather than being afraid of it or intimidated by it. You're going to love this as well about Will Wade. And knowing Debbie Yao, Wolfpack AD, as well as I've gotten to know her over the last 30 years, I am 100% certain of this. She is impressed by people who are obsessed with things like work ethic and attention to detail. Will Wade is obsessed with work ethic and attention to detail. He's also a good tactician. Danny Hurley of Rhode Island calls Archie Miller of Dayton and Will Wade of VCU two of the best tacticians in the Atlantic 10. That's a high compliment now. We know Will Wade's a good recruiter. He helped Shaka Smart build VCU. Listen to this coaching tree. He worked for Tommy Amaker at Harvard. He worked for Oliver Purnell at Clemson. Remember, he did well with the Tigers, Oliver Purnell, before being hired away by DePaul. And he worked for Shaka Smart at VCU. That's a pretty nice coaching tree for VCU head coach Will Wade. Debbie Yao loves the work ethic. Debbie Yao loves the attention to detail. And I have been told that NC State administrators were, quote, overwhelmed by preliminary contact with Will Wade. Again, face-to-face interviews do not happen at this stage of the process. But you can communicate. And I've been told that NC State, again, please respect the fact that I'm telling you, he is not the only candidate. He is not guaranteed to be the next Wolfpack coach. He's not even guaranteed to say yes. Sometimes weird things happen on the school's side or the coach's side very, very late in the process. I am 100% sure that the Wolfpack loves Will Wade as a coaching candidate, and I am 100% sure that Will Wade has serious preliminary interest in the Wolfpack job. Where it goes from there, I can't guarantee you. I can't promise you. But I can take you that far in a way that I don't think anybody else has been able to explain it that way. The Shaka Smart family tree. He has the highest possible recommendation from my good friend, now the head coach of the Texas Longhorns, Shaka Smart. Remember, Debbie Yao went after an early 30s version of Shaka Smart. When he was king of the hill, took VCU all the way to the Final Four as a double-digit seed. When they eventually hired Mark Gottfried 6 years ago, Debbie Yao was talking to the early 30s version of Shaka Smart. So fast forward 6 years, she is talking to the early 30s version of Shaka Smart disciple, Will Wade. Shaka Smart never showed serious interest in the Wolfpack job. He was their number one target for a while 6 years ago. No real interest. Respect for the job, respect for the history. He had a short list of dream jobs. Texas was one of the only names on that short list of dream jobs. And sure enough, a few years after the Wolfpack came calling for Shaka Smart, one of his dream jobs came calling. Says no politely to the Wolfpack, says yes to the Texas Longhorns, and that's where he is right now. Will Wade of VCU gets the ultimate endorsement of Shaka Smart of the Texas Longhorns. You can consider some of these other things. That's a long list of positives, by the way. You can consider some of these other things negatives, or you might not be bothered at all. That's what schools have to determine for themselves. That's what ADs have to determine for themselves. Will Wade is only 34 years old. There are coaches and athletic directors who will tell you today, any 34-year-old, no matter how good he is, will get chewed up and spit out in a league like the ACC with Hall of Fame coaches all over the place. Now, you can believe that or not. That's just an opinion. You have an opinion. Others say that's just a number, right? And we have some of the most amazing people in the business world or the sports world or the entertainment world did amazing things at incredibly young ages. Is it just a number? 34-year-old Will Wade? Does it mean more than that? That's what schools like NC State have to determine in the end. But he is only 34 years old. Some believe that that is a red flag. And Wolfpack fans may have to get past this. Will Wade is a Clemson graduate. You think that's okay? If he ends up being the guy, listen to this trio. He's a Tennessee native. He's a Clemson graduate. And wait for it, he married a Carolina grad. Does that trio knock him down the pecking order in the eyes of Wolfpack fans? I don't know. They have a rivalry with Clemson to the south, and that's where he got his degree. You may have heard they have a rivalry with those Carolina folks. And that's the school that that provided his wife, Will Wade, 34-year-old, Tennessee native, Clemson graduate, married. His wife, Lauren, is a product, I believe, of the UNC School of Journalism. Does that bother you? I would hope not in a coaching candidate, but I just present that for whatever it is worth. He has been a head coach for only 4 years. And when you've only been at Chattanooga of the Southern Conference for 2 years, and at VCU of the Atlantic 10 for 2 years, well, you've never built your own program, right? You've never played with a deck that is entirely your recruits. You inherited somebody else's team for 2 years at Chattanooga and maybe had a couple of your guys. And then you inherited Shaka Smart's team at VCU. The funny twist there is that because Will Wade was an assistant to Shaka Smart before he took the Chattanooga job, he actually did help recruit some of the current players on VCU as he's alive today and dancing in the round of 64. Which of these things scares you away? Which of these things makes you more attracted to Will Wade as a coaching candidate? That's up to you. But counting today, Will Wade, 34 years old, has coached in only three NCAA tournament games. That's counting today's matchup for VCU against St. Mary's in Salt Lake City. When you're 34, you're only going to have so many things on your resume. Does it bother you that he has not been a head coach in the same place for more than 2 years? Does it bother you that he hasn't accomplished this four-year head coaching resume with, to the full extent, his own players? 18-15, second place in the SoCon. 22-10, second place in the SoCon. 25-11, tied for first in the SoCon last year. 26-8, second, I mean the Atlantic 10 last year. 26-8, second in the A-10 this year. Again, that is a top 10 league. One regular season title, two straight trips to the NCAA tournament with the Rams in his only 2 years there. 0-4 in conference tournaments. Again, when you're this young, you're always going to be able to find holes in a resume, but you're going to find some promising things. And as well as I know Debbie Yao, it surprises me not even a little bit that 34-year-old Will Wade, with a fearlessness, a high-energy personality, with an obsession for work ethic and attention to detail, this guy, almost in a military-style fashion, breaks down his day into segments. Like, there's no wasted time with Will Wade. He is recruiting during every waking moment. He has his life and coaching world structured down to the last minute, and I don't just mean practice with his players. I mean phone calls to recruits. The guy, what's the old saying? Former UVA coach Pete Gillen once described one of his colleagues as a guy who has so much energy that he makes coffee nervous. I love that line. Will Wade has so much energy that he makes coffee nervous. If that's one of your favorite characteristics, and remember, NC State found one of their legendary coaches, Jimmy V, from Iona when Jimmy V was only in his early 30s. Others prefer the guy, you know, even Kevin Keats of UNC Wilmington is in his mid-40s, been around the block a little bit more. Again, all those personal opinions are up to you. I am 100% sure that NC State has identified Will Wade as one of the Wolfpack's favorite finalists for the job. I am also 100% certain that Will Wade has infinitely more interest in the Wolfpack job than Shaka Smart, former VCU head coach, had when the Wolfpack came calling for him 6 years ago. Where will it end? I cannot promise you. I cannot guarantee you. Let me be as transparent on that as humanly possible. Yes, there are other candidates. No, I am not 100% certain of the pecking order. But the NC State Will Wade stuff is worth watching as we speak. And if VCU loses to St. Mary's tonight, as I think they will, ramp that baby up to tornado level, because the Wolfpack search will go from wait and see, at least to some degree. It will allow, of course, for the face-to-face. Maybe Debbie Yao will need more than one face-to-face. Again, I don't know that part of the picture. But it would allow for, once Will Wade's VCU team loses, it would allow for a face-to-face with that very prominent candidate. I'm just not sure how many others also are waiting to have that face-to-face with Debbie Yao after their teams lose in the big dance.
Miss the latest edition of the David Glenn Show? Get caught up at accsports.com/David Glenn.